Hi, hello, welcome to the Codec Moments podcast. I'm Andy Brown at Clinical Andy on Twitter. You are?
Matt Holt at Codec Moments on Twitter.
Very good. Correct. We're here today because we're excited. We're excited that a couple of days ago, Amazon announced new shiny devices.
They did. We've both got Echoes. Had them some time now. Use them day in, day out for a variety of different things. And then new stuff got announced.
Yeah, so basically, they've gone to town. They've absolutely gone to town. The Echo Show, that had already been announced, didn't it, previously?
I don't know. Because most of my new Echo knowledge came from the showcase the other day.
Okay, so the new stuff they announced at the showcase the other day was the new kind of bog standard Amazon Echo, which is about half the height of the original one.
So they've shrunk it a bit, miniaturized it. It's somewhere between the Dot and the full fat one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've shrunk it down, but they've also, on top of that, they've given it like a whole new range of coverings. So you can have either like grey or charcoal fabric. There's also a light grey fabric, but you can also have wooden finishes. Walnut or oak or even like a silver metallic finish.
That's quite an interesting move then for positioning it a little bit as a companion in the living room that's not going to look out of place to those who are conscious that they don't want matte black plastic standing out.
Yeah, absolutely. They've definitely seemed to have one for every room in the house aesthetically. Which I think is nice, and the price of it is $89.99, so it's cheaper than the current version of the Echo.
No, that's good. That's quite a big drop in price as well, then.
Yeah, and when you compare it to the offerings from Apple and Google, it's a really good price.
Yeah, it is. It's substantially lower, isn't it? And now, I'm only speaking from experience on one of them, but I have heard that of the bunch of home assistants, the Echo does appear to be the better with the voice recognition.
I'd heard that as well, but interestingly enough, going towards home automation, they've also announced the new Echo Plus, which looks to be the same size as the original. Comes in the black plastic finish, silver metallic finish, or in the white finish. Now, each one of these apparently acts as a home hub.
Okay.
Which will be compatible with lots of different companies' home automation systems. So I think the idea is they're basically looking to replace other people's proprietary, you know, the multiple home hubs you're going to end up with if you have different systems.
That's a really good move because we run Hive, and so we've got the hub for that. And I've always liked Hue for the lighting. And have been interested in getting that as well, especially since it's echo controlled. But because we've already got Hive and the hub and every other piece of kit in the living room, we're kind of running out of ports for networking. And I don't really want a second hub to run lights. So we've ended up with Hive bulbs and sticking with them. So having one control point for everything that actually expands your options without having 25 different white plastic boxes in your living room, that's quite a nice idea.
It's a really nice idea, and I'll tell you what's really clever. So it's in the UK, it's going to be $139.99, and each Echo Plus that you buy comes with a Philips Hue light bulb.
So sell you into the ecosystem straight away.
I know. Whoever came up with that piece of marketing genius, I hope they got the promotion they deserve.
Yeah, I like that. There's somebody at Philips who's very happy with themselves at the moment, aren't they? $139.99, so it's cheaper than the standard Echo when that released.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's good.
So they've also announced the Echo Show. Now, I'll be honest, I had heard about this before, so I don't know whether this was announced a couple of days ago or whether this has been announced previously, but apparently it only ships to the UK, and it's basically, it's kind of like an extended tablet with a screen. So it's going to be like an Echo, but it'll be able to show you things, videos, flash briefings, weather. It kind of reminds me of what home automation and these kind of intelligent assistants, the vision of them from films like Back to the Future.
Okay, it's a little bit like what Tony Stark has in Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
And there's me thinking you might have actually seen a film in the last 15 years.
You should know me better than that.
So a visual guide to what is happening in your home and touchscreen options to make things happen and visual playback cues, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, why not? Let's go with it. But the interesting thing is, so it's going to be able to, you're going to be able to use it with your kind of social networking and VoIP calls and stuff like that. So actually, you can have a VoIP call on it in your kitchen. But one of the things they've said is this whole drop-in feature. Now, I don't know whether that is just literally if you're in your kitchen, you've got one of these devices, someone can just drop in on you and appear on the screen and say, oh, hi, what are you up to? Whether you have to answer it, whether it's like a traditional FaceTime call or a Hangouts video call, or whether it would literally just be, you know, your mum suddenly appears like, oh, hello, Matthew, what are you doing?
That could be quite worrying.
Not entirely sure how I feel about that. In a way, it would be, you know, for somebody like me who travels on business quite a lot, it would be quite nice to be able to just kind of drop into the kitchen when I know that my wife and my daughter are there having tea. But yeah, likewise, you'd kind of want to restrict who could do that.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting idea to take away the multiple devices from whatever room you've got it in. I mean, we're saying kitchen a lot because we actually both have ours in the kitchen because it gets the most use in there. Music, as a speaker, information, all the stuff that you need, and being able to shout and add a timer to it is just perfect. But the fact that if you want to do anything else, if you want to talk to somebody, you've got to go pick a phone up. And if you're in the middle of cooking, that isn't always ideal. Prior to having the Echo, I had a Bluetooth speaker that allowed me to take calls as well, which proved to be really useful. So I can see that functionality. If you've got it in a room where you don't have to suddenly scramble around to find your phone or realize you've left that upstairs and you're running around, it's a nice idea if that's what you want from it and the other models don't deliver everything that you desire.
Interestingly enough, in the US, they've announced a smaller version of this, which is it looks a bit like the Nest thermometer, I think.
Okay.
But this little round one, it's basically, they're positioning it as like an alarm clock. So it's got a lot of the features of the Echo Show on a smaller scale. So you can still do your video calls. You can still have your flash briefings. You can still use, you know, the Alexa functionality. But actually, most of the time, the screen will act like an alarm clock or a bedroom clock. It looks awesome. Nice. No news on whether it's actually going to come to the UK or not. And I think both of us looked at this today and went, oh, I really want an Echo Spot.
Yes. Yeah, I have been looking on and off over the last few months for a proper alarm clock, but a smart alarm clock. We all want something that's Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled. And I know Sony do something that you can pair with devices, and it's quite nice, and it has a traditional look of an alarm clock. It is very nice, but it's also very expensive, and it doesn't quite do enough to warrant the cost. Whereas I read the description of that spot like you did, and I went, that ticks all the boxes for what I was looking for.
Yeah, it did look really good, didn't it? So the Echo Show is going to be priced at just under £200 in the UK. The Echo Spot is coming in the US at $130.
So it's not cheap, assuming it comes to the UK for us. But it's not ludicrous for the amount of things it does. And if you're going to use it every day, and if it connects to your existing Alexa, or your existing Echo, and I'm assuming it will.
Yeah, they've also announced an update to Fire TV, so there's going to be a 4K Ultra HD model with the Alexa voice remote, so that's going to be $69.99 in the UK. And then I really like this next one, and I think most people are going to say, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous. But the Echo Connect.
Okay, what's that?
So the Echo Connect is, it's basically... Well, I guess it's like an Echo hub that you plug into your phone line, and then it turns any Echo in your house into a voice controlled speakerphone.
Oh,
so if you have a landline, I can see this replacing cordless phones around your house.
I'm a bit torn, because if I could get rid of my landline, I would, because I never use it.
You see, we use ours quite a lot, and I really like this idea. I'm really tempted by this idea.
It's I can see the benefits. This is about getting people to replace the phones, their old technology, with something a bit more modern, and it is another reason to put an Echo device in your house.
And certainly another reason to perhaps, well, you know, I might just get another one for the bedroom. It's trying to be all things to all men, isn't it?
It is. And in this instance, for all the different devices, that's not a bad thing. I can see where they're going with the strategy. It's not a usual type of strategy where you release a device and you go, let's see how that works and send it to, you know, see how many people take it up, who uses it for what, and then sort of iterate from that point. This is, oh, we've got 8 ideas for devices. Let's just chuck them all out there and see what sells well. But they do have specific consumer groups for every single one. So it feels a bit scattergun, but it's not. It's a nice strategy to try and hit as many people for this technology as possible as soon as you can.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of like it. I mean, I think the approach is an interesting one. I think it's a clever approach they're taking. I think having a lot of different device options, you know, putting the base model down to sub £100, and then giving you lots of options of how it looks: fabric, wood, metallic, plastic. There's one for every room in the house, really, isn't there? And I think that's it. And at that price, there's going to be a lot of people who go, well, do you know what? I will just buy an extra one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'll ask for one. I think they will. You know, I'll get one for Christmas or something like that. The automation of the Echo Plus, I think, will be a real bonus, as you said, getting rid of all those stupid, ridiculous plastic hubs that seem to come with everything these days.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll be able to convince my wife to get rid of the flashing cat ears that we have for the smart cat flap. I'm going to give it a go. And then finally, the last thing they've announced is the Echo buttons.
Yeah, these do seem a little bit silly. I know they've got a use, but they seem a bit silly.
So you get 2 in a pack. They haven't announced the UK price yet, but you get 2 buttons in a pack, and they look... It basically reminds me of... Do you remember when we used to play Buzz?
I was going to say, I saw the pictures, I saw the descriptions, and I went, it's just Buzz for the Echo.
It's Buzz for the Echo, and actually, I could get on board with that.
Only if Jason Donovan's narrating.
Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, please, Amazon, make that happen. So yeah, so the new Echo lineup, I think it's a really clever idea. They're putting out a lot in one go, and I think people may think, oh, it's too much. But actually, you know, with the spot next to your bedside table, you've got the bedroom covered. You could have your Echo Plus in the living room, perhaps, where your internet connection is, along with your Echo Connect, and then a smaller device in the kitchen, so that you can have family members drop in when you're having a meal. Hello, who's that?
Who do you think it is?
I've known it be you.
I think we're the only people that we're both connected to at the moment. It can only be me dropping in.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I might have been doing it for dramatic effect.
Yes. So we're trying out the newly added drop-in and calling and messaging features on the Amazon Echo.
Yeah, which is really cool. So the little bing-bongs you just heard were Matt dropping into my Echo in the kitchen, as you can hear, because to be honest, the audio quality is probably terrible because it's quite a bright room. And earlier on, we tried out the calling as well. Now, did that go to your phone or did that go to your Echo as well?
It went to both.
Oh, cool.
We did the call, so I got a notification on my phone, a little bit like a Hangouts thing. So I could answer from there, which I assume actually answers it through the app. But what I did do is I walked into the kitchen and answered it where my device is situated. I'm not going to say the device's name because I've just realised every time I do, it halts our audio. I mean, you can't hear anything I'm saying. It tries to do some other funky stuff. I walked in and answered it in here. But after we'd obviously tried that call and we'd noticed it worked really well, we thought we'd give the drop-in a try, which basically means the other person has no choice on answering. It just activates.
Yeah, now it is... There are settings, so you can't just have complete randoms drop in on you. It needs to be somebody that you've actually given the authority to do so in the app. which is good. I can turn Matt off at any point, but, you know, I don't mind him. He's all right.
And I'm sure if we did a little bit of digging and looked for the voice commands, I'm sure there's a way of disabling it whenever you don't want to do it. Or you can just hit the little mic off button at the top. I'm fairly sure that would mean at least if someone did drop in, they couldn't hear anything you were saying.
So really interesting feature. I'm loving the ease of the drop-in. You know, literally no calling, just a bing-bong to announce that somebody's there. The actual Echo calling, where it goes through to the app and the device, is pretty cool as well. It's set up for video and voice chat. So when I tried it with Matt earlier, it came up and said, you know, his device is audio only. So it was obviously going through to his Echo. But I guess you could chop and change between the phone and the Echo with audio and video. Now,
well, there's the new video device as well coming, which we probably talked about 10 minutes ago in terms of what you're listening to, but it was several days between recordings.
Yeah, and this begs the question, I guess. Is the new Echo Show going to be compatible with FaceTime video messages, with Hangouts, with Skype, or are they going, you know, full proprietary route with their own messaging service?
That would be interesting. I would expect them to stick with just their own to begin with.
But you know,
but we'll see. We will see. You never know. They might expand it.
Well, it's pretty cool, though. I mean, I'll be honest. I could see myself adopting it for calls within the family for the very reason that we can use this, you know, the Echo calling.
Yeah, I mean, there's the calling aspect of it, and I know my parents have one of these as well. So as soon as they pair up the app, they'll appear in my contacts to say, yes, this person has a device. Do you want to connect to them? That can be quite handy. Like I say, just literally a shout out. Is there anybody in the room with it? If there is, chat to them. If not, hang up again.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. I'm really pleased we've seen it in action. It just makes me want to put them in more rooms in my house. Maybe I've become a slave to the technology.
Might skip putting one in the bedroom. Maybe not the bathroom either. That could be a good skip.
Yeah, that would not be a fun drop-in if you had an Echo Show in the bathroom.
No, but I am quite looking forward to freaking your poor little daughter, or maybe even your wife out by dropping in and talking to them when you're not there.
Yeah, that actually sounds quite creepy.
It does, doesn't it? Yes. And then she was quite impressed earlier on, being able to talk to the Echo.
It was slightly mind-blowing to Rose, the fact that Uncle Matt was in Alexa.
Yeah, it works quite nicely.
Ah, good stuff.
Thanks very much. Visit the website. See us on Twitter and Facebook.
And feel free to drop into our kitchens at any point if you've got an Echo.
And we allow you to. Obviously, you will be vetted.
Right. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Echo, stop.
Getting a bit Total Recall in technology, isn't it? But
it's doing the right thing, and you've just kind of nailed it. Particularly from an Internet of Things and a connected home point of view. Like I say, we've got the Echo based in the kitchen. If we want to do anything with that, we have to be in the kitchen to talk to it or shout very loudly from the hallway, and then pretty much anywhere else, it's useless. So for your automatic locks, your lights, your central heating system, everything else, it usually means having to walk into a specific room and give a command. Or have five or six of the same device scattered around your home, which nobody wants to do. We ended up buying the Echo remote, so we can carry it around and we can turn lights on and off by talking to it. And it works quite well, but it's not ideal. Whereas what they're getting at is providing that full functionality for your entire home by giving you something you can have in every single room.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking to Lucy about the other day, because we've looked into more home automation, and what I find quite the most annoying is trying to open an app and then navigate through the various different apps that you've got to operate automation systems. That doesn't work for me, if I'm honest. That's what puts me off. So actually, the thought of potentially buying an Echo Dot so that I could control the lights when I'm in a room that's not the kitchen was something that had crossed my mind.
Yeah, I thought about that as well. We went for the remote because they happened to release them at the time I was thinking of it. Otherwise, it probably would have been a Dot to sit in the bedroom. And now, you're right, the app piece is key. because switching a light on, it's quicker to press a light switch than it is to find your phone, scroll through it, find the app, to press the button, then select your brightness. You just press the button. However, being able to say it does it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's it. And I think now you can pick up the new base Echo unit for not significantly more than a dot would cost you.
Mm.
So you're going to have the added functionality of the speakers in it. They look a lot nicer. I mean, the fabric ones look awesome, actually. I really like
them. The photos, it looks good.
So I think they're onto a winner. I think they've got the price right, they've got the look right, and they've got the variety in the range right.
Yeah, I'm interested to see which ones take off and which ones get discontinued quite quickly. It is checking they've got the right market, but I think most of them are going to do well.
So there you go. So six new members of the Alexa family, seven if you count the Spot, which isn't available in the UK yet. If you're in the US, then I'll go on, send us one.
If you're in the US and you've got one, by the time we actually post this out, or you're about to get one, let us know what it's like. We'd love to hear from you.
The all-new Echo, the second generation one, is going to be available from the 31st of October. The Echo Show is coming out on the 16th of November. And the Echo Plus is also going to be available on the 31st of October.
So we don't even have to wait too long for them. So yeah, not long to go.
The Kinect and the buttons, I think, are coming out in early 2018.
No rush for those.
No. Well, what are you talking about? I want to play Buzz. I want to play Buzz at New Year's. Right, well, thanks for listening. I've been at Clinical Andy, and you are
at Codec Moments.
If you want to read more about the new lineup, then go to codecmoments.com, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Alexa, play music on the Spotify.
Playing Tangled by various artists from Andrew's Spotify.